Tom stood nervously in the waiting area with Clarence and Hector. They had been summoned to Corey's office earlier that afternoon. Outside, they had chatted amiably between themselves, Clarence constantly rubbing his plaster cast while trying to find out information.
You know why we are here, Dr. Garrett?
Tom shrugged. He had no idea why they had been dragged from their tasks, but he was convinced it was to do with Seth.
I know as much as you do, which I take is not an awful lot.
He returned his gaze to the office doors on the other side of the lobby. Sarah had left them a few minutes ago to check when they would be seen. Tom glanced at his watch. They'd been waiting for over an hour. Suddenly, the intercom buzzed.
Gentlemen, please make your way into the office. Corey will be with you shortly, Sarah said.
Tom stood and led the way, opening the tall wooden door for the other two to enter. Inside the room, it seemed like a library, still and quiet, with the expectation that all who visited should be the same. It was late afternoon, but the heat of the midsummer sun could still be felt, even though the windows were covered to stop the light getting in. The room was spacious, with the occasional piece of furniture dotted around it. There were soft chairs beside a coffee table, and at the centre, a huge, dark wooden desk. The size of it took Tom by surprise as he looked at it. It was bigger than the tables he had sat around during full department meetings. The dark wood of the desk added to the gloomy feel within the office. The air was filled with the aroma of leather and a musky smell he struggled to put his finger on. The massive desk was lit only by the sporadic shards of light bouncing off its surfaces when the drafts caught the blinds covering the windows. Tom jumped up at the sound of a door clicking. He turned to see Corey, a tall, white-haired man with his customary cane, enter the room from the door on the left. His assistant closely followed him, Sarah. The gold-topped cane clacked on the hard tiled floor as Corey crossed the room, then took the seat behind the grand wooden desk.
Good afternoon, gentlemen,
Corey said with a smile, though Tom didn't feel any welcome from his tone.
I thank you all for coming to see me at such short notice, and I'm grateful you have agreed to take time away from your day to discuss the man called Seth Goodman, who is currently sleeping off the effects of an energetic session you two put him through this morning.
Tom glanced at the man beside him, who seemed pleased with the comment.
I am sure you are all keen to continue your interrogations,